All right, hello listeners of Brawl Time Podcast and the creator himself, but just like to let you know that we have a Brawl Podcasters Clan. That's no spaces, capital B, capital P. It'd be really cool if you can join, especially you, Jackson, but yeah, we'll add your name to the description. It's already got me from Crow Crew, Questing Knight, and Masquerade from the weekly Brawl rankings. So yeah, it's pretty cool. Hopefully you join. I know you're probably already in a clan, but maybe if it's a clan you have with your listeners, maybe you can merge. That's what Masquerade and I did. So yeah, I hope you think this is a good idea and hope you join.
Hello and welcome to the 15th episode of the Brawl Time Podcast. Today we're going to be going over everything that came out of the update, including the new brawler Sandy, the new game modes, and some brawler remodels. So let's get right into it. Alright, so the main thing that has come out in this update is the new legendary brawler, Sandy. So, Sandy, his main attack is called Pebble Blast, and Sandy throws sands and it pierces through enemies, so his attack's actually really similar to Poco. I think it's slightly smaller, but it's kind of like the same like shape when you aim in with him, and also the attack is kind of similar. So then his super ability is Sandstorm. Sandy casts a sandstorm that lasts for 12 seconds and hides friendly brawlers inside of it. So this sandstorm is pretty massive. It's like the size of a barley super. And then you and all your teammates are invisible for the 12-second duration of it. So this super is kind of crazy OP. You and your teammates can just be invisible for 12 seconds. So it's really good in any like control-based game where you can just control a huge section of the map for 12 seconds. So the star power, the first one is called Rude Sands. Sandstorm now also damages enemies for 200 damage per second. So this one is kind of nice because, I mean, it's so massive. So you're just going to be able to slowly chip away enemy brawlers that happen to be in the sandstorm. And this will just also help out with the control base. Like, if you're playing Gem Grab, you can just chuck it over the middle of the map, and they can't really do anything about it because it will just, like, keep on dealing damage to them each second. So the star power is pretty good. And then the other one is Healing Winds. The Sandstorm now also heals friendly brawlers for 300 health per second. So this one, I don't think it's going to be as great just because I kind of feel like damage dealing star powers are generally better, except for like Band-Aid, obviously, which is kind of over, which like it got nerfed now, so it's not that strong. But I mean, 300 health per second, it's gonna be pretty good. I mean, it seems a little pointless, kind of like Leon's star power, because you're already invisible, so you're gonna be healing up because no one can see you. But I mean, I guess it can help out, just obviously just give your team more healing. But I think if I were to pick one, I would go with the damage one just because, like, extra damage is always good. So, yeah, I also believe that Sandy's attack takes, his super takes 5 hits to get. So, I'm not 100% sure of that, but I believe that is the number. So, yeah, I think Sandy's probably going to be a top 10 brawler just because of how good he's going to be at control. And I think his best mode will probably be Siege, just because that map is all about control, and you can just chuck down the super, and you're easily going to be able to get all of those, like, I don't know what they're called, like the screw things that you have to pick up. You're easily going to be able to get all of those because you're going to be invisible, and yeah, so I think Sandy will be really strong in Siege, really strong in Gem Grab. I don't think that he'll be the best in Brawl Ball, just because I can't really see the invisibility being super OP in Brawl Ball. But, yeah, I think probably Siege and Gem Grab will be Sandy's best modes. I think he'll be okay in Showdown and also Duo Showdown. And Bounty, I could see him being decent on some maps, but I think overall he's just going to be super dominant in Siege and Gem Grab mainly. So, yeah. So, we also got two new game modes. So, the first one is Lone Star. This one is already in the game, so you can hop on Brawl Stars right now at the time of me recording this episode, and you'll be able to play it. So, yeah, this mode is pretty nice because we finally have some more solo modes. I've been wanting them for a while because my favorite mode is Solo Showdown, but, I mean, sometimes that can get a little annoying, and I don't like relying on teammates sometimes. So this is pretty nice, and basically it's kind of bounty, but free-for-all. So, it's like Solo Showdown, so 10 people go into the game, and you're all fighting up against each other, and it's, the bounty rules, so, like, a kill, you get a star over your head, and you get some star added, and you get, like, a star added to your score, and the more stars over your head, the more high priority of a target you are, because if you kill someone with, like, a lot of stars over their head, you get that many stars added to your score. I'm not doing the best job explaining this, but, I mean, just hop in. It's pretty basic. And, yeah, it's a fun game mode. And then also, players respawn on the edge of the map after being defeated. So, the current map is Island Invasion. I'm not the biggest fan of the spawns because the spawns in the middle are just a lot better than the ones in the four corners because there's always, like, a Shelly just camping at the spawn waiting for you to come in and then just blast you in the face with a super. And then also the middle ones are kind of closer to the action. It's just easier to get kills if you spawn there. So I kind of hope they don't keep Island Invasion as one of the maps. But yeah, I mean, it's okay. I'm pretty sure I'll start to like this mode more and more once we get some different maps. And then also players' current position information is hinted in the top right corner. So, this is, like, I'm not really sure what this one means. I'm just reading the patch notes for this. I haven't really noticed it. I don't know if they mean, like, your star score sort of thing. So, like, in the top right corner, it'll show how many stars you've gotten. And, I think I just realized what they mean. So, on the other corner, on the opposite side from the stars, it has a little message. And if the message is red, it's like, you need to get more stars. That means you're from, I believe, 8th to 10th. And then there's a yellow message that says we're doing okay, which is like 5th to 7th. Then it's you're doing good and green, which means that you're 2nd to 4th. And then it will say you're in the lead in blue if you're winning, obviously. So, yeah, I believe that's what it means. It's kind of nice to have a general like reference to where you are. Might be kind of cool to have, like, a little leaderboard on the side. I don't know if that would take up too much of the screen, but it could be kind of nice just to see who the top few people are and, like, how many kills are going to need to catch up to them. So then also, in the middle of the map, there's, like, one star that you can go and pick up, sort of like a normal bounty. I personally don't think it's the best strategy to go for the star because the four people on Island Invasion, at least on this map, it's probably not the best idea because four people all spawn around the star, and from what I've gotten, like, from experience of playing this, is that, like, everyone just rushes straight for that star, and most of the time, you're not going to come out of that alive, so I recommend just kind of waiting out, let someone go in for the star and bite someone else, and then just kind of swoop in at the last second and pick up both kills. So, yeah, that is for the game mode Lone Star, which is currently in the game. So, the other game mode, Takedown, you battle brawlers while trying to deal the most damage to the, like, the bot boss, so basically it's kind of, it's like showdown mixed with boss fight, basically. So there's power cubes you can pick up, and you can kill enemy brawlers to get the power cubes, but the winner is decided based on who has done the most damage to, like, the robot thing, that, like, it will attack you and stuff, and whoever does the most damage wins. So I played, like, a friendly game with 10 other people, well, 9 other people, and the best place I got was 3rd. I think just the brawlers did a good at dealing, like, a lot of damage and are pretty decent at, like, staying alive. Should be good in this mode, so, like, Colt, Pam, Bull. If they're good in boss fight, there's a good chance they'll be good in this mode. So, yeah, this mode seems pretty fun. I don't think it's going to be as good as Lone Star, in my opinion, just because, like, I'm not a big fan of having to, like, deal damage to stuff to win the game. But, I mean, I think it will still be better than some of the other modes, in my opinion. So, once again, it's like a 10-player solo game, and all players fight against each other against an AI-controlled boss character. So, like I said, it's kind of just, like, boss fight, but solo and there's 10 people and you fight each other. The player deals most damage, the boss wins the game. Players respawn at the edge of the map after being defeated. The player's current position information is hinted in the top right corner. So once again, we'll have like those four messages that lets you know if you're doing good or you need to like kind of start getting more aggressive. And then power cubes spawn randomly around the edges of the map. So there's actually a lot of power cubes that are like you're able to pick up like in the friendly games. We were playing, one person had like 17 power cubes at the end of the game, and it only lasted like 2 minutes, and another person had like 10, and another person had 8 or something. So there's a lot of power cubes that are up for grabs. So yeah, a good strategy might be to kind of load up on power cubes and kind of like get situated in the game, and just don't play too aggressive until later on when you're like, you know, you can deal a lot more damage than everyone else, and then you can start going in. I mean, I'll have to play more of the mode to see what the best strategy is, but yeah, right now I don't think there's like a major like foolproof strategy yet. And then also, defeated players also drop some power cubes just like in Showdown, and they also have it so the maximum drops cubes is capped at 5. I believe that they also do this for solo Showdown, so like if you were to kill a brawler with, I don't know, 30 power cubes, you would only get 5. So I mean, I'm probably not, yeah, I don't think I'm the biggest fan of this just because it doesn't feel as rewarding to finally get like a big kill someone with a ton of power cubes. But I mean, I guess it will kind of just balance out the game more and less people have a ton of power cubes. So yeah, that's what it's like for the new mode Takedown. So then we also got some new skins, Pirate Jean, Sleepy Sandy, and Red Wizard Barley. So Pirate Jean and Sleepy Sandy, I believe, will both be available for gems. Like, I'm guessing that they're both going to be 80. I'm not 100% sure on that, but that is what my guess is. And Red Wizard Barley, he is available in the Starpoint shop for 2,500 star points. So that's like the same as the linebacker bowl. So wait, is a linebacker a touchdown? Well, one of the two bowl skins, you know, the blue one you can get for star points, the same amount as that. So I mean, it's not crazy expensive like the mecha skins, but I mean, it's definitely higher than some of the other ones. So we also have some visual improvements. So El Primo actually got a remodel, so he looks different. I feel like he looks a little more like cartoony and stuff, and he actually looks pretty cool, especially his other skins. I'm a big fan of how they changed it. So yeah, it definitely will take some getting used to it. I get completely used to what he looks like now, because they made a pretty significant change. And then, so they changed the Summer Jessie effect. So now when she shoots her attack, instead of just shooting out like the electric orb like the other two skins shoot, it will now shoot out sort of like a blast of water. So this is pretty cool, just adding some more value to the Summer Jessie skin. And yeah, Summer Jessie really does rise up in value. I don't know if they made it so she costs more, but I mean, she's definitely probably going to be worth 80 gems if she stays the same now that she has a different attack. So then we also have Beach Brock effect. So Brock will now shoot out stuff. I think one of them, he shoots out like a shark, so that's pretty funny. I mean, they're kind of just like improving the skins, which is really nice. And then they changed up the Rico animation. I'm not 100% sure of this, but I believe I saw that his new winning animation is just like a thumbs up. So, I mean, it's pretty cool. I think it's better than his other one, so which is a nice addition. And then also we got some new like icon things, like when you're choosing a brawler. Now they look different for Piper, Beau, and El Primo. It's kind of hard to describe them, so you should probably hop on and check them out yourselves. I think, I don't know which one I like the most. I think they're all, none of them are like crazy good, but I mean, they're all decent. So yeah, just a nice new improvement. So we also have some map rotation change things. So you now have a new event slot added at 1,600 trophies, and it'll automatically be open for players who have already passed 1,600 trophies. So I'm guessing a good amount of you will already have this. So now there is 5 slots that are always going on because we just got 2 more game modes. So obviously they had to add another slot, especially since Brawl Ball is full time in one of the slots. So yeah, now we have an extra slot, and then sometimes there will be six slots during the weekend when we have the special event that gives you tickets. So both of the new game modes come out with seven unique maps for each mode. So I mean, we have some like seven maps for each mode, so there'll be definitely a good variety for Lone Star and Takedown, which is nice. And then the two new game modes are added into the new slot, Lone Star and Takedown, so they're going to be like rotating back and forth. And in the other slot, it will be Bounty, Heist, and Siege. And then one slot will be for Brawl Ball all time, one slot will be for Gem Grab all time, and one will be for Showdown. So I'm a fan of this. We're just going to get more game modes and more variety, which is nice. So also a few like separate changes that they added is for invisibility, Leon and Sandy, when they're invisible. They're not invisible to the Ike and Siege. I think that this is a good change because I was really afraid that Sandy would be the best brawler in the game by far, because in Siege you could just pop down the Sandstorm super and then like your whole team is invisible and you can easily take down the turret in like 10 seconds. So I'm glad that they did this. I could see this getting out of hand fast if they didn't change it. So then also for boss fight, boss now targets the closest brawler instead of the farthest brawler with the rocket attack. So this will definitely change up some of the strategy, because when I would play boss fight with some of my friends, we would normally have someone that picks up all the power cubes and works on dealing the damage to the boss, and then someone who would kind of work on the minions, and then you would have someone use like a fast brawler like Leon, or like I don't know, any other like tank like a Bull or something that just kind of is far away and just like distracts the boss's rocket, so that way your brawler that does like has all the power cubes can like do damage without the rockets having a big impact. But now like the rockets are gonna be really annoying because it's gonna be hard to do a ton of damage to the boss up close now, because they're just gonna be the rockets coming down, and those things hit hard, like 3,000 damage each. So this is definitely gonna be a pretty big change, and I'm kind of excited to see how the boss fight meta kind of changes up. So then, like I said earlier, for Showdown, the maximum number of power cubes that a defeated brawler can drop is now capped at five. So like I said, this should be kind of interesting. I mean, it will make like high brawler, if you kill like a brawler with 20 cubes, it's not gonna feel as rewarding, but overall it'll keep like the power cube total down, which could be nice. And also no longer supporting 80 like x86 Android devices. Not completely sure what that means, but I guess potentially you can't play Brawl Stars anymore depending on what device you have. So yeah, we also have a few bug fixes. So they fixed 8-bit super area enemy effect to be the correct size. And they fixed the bug that caused 8-bit's extra life to not work in boss fight if he was the last brawler alive. Fixed animation issues with Phoenix Crowskin. And they fixed Road Rage Carl and Hog Rider Carl projectile speeds to match the correct values. So just, you know, a few bug changes. I mean, nothing bad with that, just making the game better. So yeah, that is all for the new content that came to the update, and in the next segment I'll be going over the new balance changes. All right, so in this update we also got a bunch of balance changes, so this is nice. Kind of excited to see the meta spiced up. So here are the balance changes. So Barley, they increased healing from medical use star power from 300 to 400. I think medical use is now going to be one of the best star powers in the game. I thought it was already perfectly balanced and equal to the Exynosis one that does more damage, but I guess apparently not. But now I think it's going to be super strong just because you can just get so much health. You can easily get over 1,000 health now just by quickly spamming three shots. So yeah, this is definitely a solid buff for Barley. Brock increased damage per second from the Incendiary star power from 400 to 500. So like when with Brock's like first star power, when you shoot the rocket and like the little fire thing lasts for a few seconds, that's now gonna do 500 damage because rocket number four is like really overpowered. So this should help out this star power a lot. I mean, now it's starting to do a ton. Like, I went from 300 to 500 and back-to-back updates. So, yeah, I'm gonna predict that we'll be seeing the star power a lot more. And for Crow, finally got a buff for him. Enemies now do 13% less damage instead of 10% less damage from extra toxic star power. So this is nice because extra toxic, in my opinion, is one of the worst star powers in the game. It just doesn't really have that big of an impact, but this should help it out. And then also increased damage bonus from Carrion Crow star power from 100 to 120. So I like this. I've been using Carrion Crow star power recently, and it's helped me get my crow to 850. Just cause when you're weak, it can really just do a ton of damage. Especially when you use your super and you're low. Like, that thing's pretty much a guaranteed kill if you're weak and you use your super. So this is gonna be really nice. I think Carrion Crow could really start to become one of the most powerful star powers. So next up, Nita, they change Hyper Bear star power. So now it increases the bear attack speed by 60% instead of 50%. So this should definitely help out Hyper Bear. The only mode you would see Hyper Bear being played in is Heist. Because Nita is like Healing Bear, which is so much better. But now I think we'll be seeing Hyper Bear a lot more, and in Heist it's gonna be really strong, and I think Nita is definitely gonna start rising up in the meta now. So next up, Pam, increased main attack damage from 240 to 260. Pam has kind of just been underwhelming in the meta. Like, all the people that do her job just do it better now. So this is nice. Hopefully we can see Pam rise back up near the top of the meta. So next up, seems kind of crazy, but Rosa gets a buff. Increased health from 5,200 to 5,400, and increased damage bonus from Thorny Glove star power from 200 to 220. So, yeah, I mean, I can kind of see Rosa wasn't too great. Like, she just really wasn't, like, doing as well. She's getting outclassed, and she's really gotten nerfed into the ground. So, I think this will put Rosa in a pretty good spot around the middle of the pack, I guess. And I mean, Thorny Gloves definitely needs a buff. Her other star power is just so much better. So hopefully this helps out a decent amount. So finally, we also got an 8-bit change. I'm really happy about this. They increased the main attack reload time from 1.3 seconds to 1.5. So this is a pretty significant nerf to the reload. I mean, 0.2 seconds doesn't seem like a ton on paper, but in the game, it really is. And then also, extra life star power now respawns with zero ammo. So this is really good because there's nothing worse than killing an 8-bit and being really excited because you just killed like the best brawler in the game, and then he just respawns with full ammo and the little invincible shield thing. So this is nice because he won't just be able to respawn and instantly kill you. So I think this is definitely a solid nerf to 8-bit, but I still think he'll be near the top of the meta. So BB decreased speed buff from home run star power from 50% to 12%. So slowly but surely they're starting to nerf up like BB's speed because it's just so overpowered. I think originally it was like 18 or 20% or something like that. So they're really starting to make some big changes to BB's new star power, or not old star power. So yeah, I think BB will slide down a little bit, but I mean, movement speed is just always going to be a nice advantage, so I still think this is going to be good. And we also got another movement speed nerf. This one's from El Primo. Decreased speed buff from Meteor Rush star power from 32% to 28%. I like this change. 32% was a little crazy fast, especially when you're playing Brawl Ball. You could just going for like the super goal trick, and then no one can catch you because of how fast you're moving. So I think this is a solid nerf to that. I mean, I still think the star power is definitely going to be better than his other one, but I mean, it's nice to just bounce him out a little bit more. So next up is going to be Mortis. Coiled Snake star power now takes 3.5 seconds to charge instead of 3 seconds. So this is pretty good because Coiled Snake, one of the best star powers in the game, if not the best. Like, Mortis can just come out of nowhere so fast, and it's really overpowered, but now it's gonna take longer, and also in the last update it got nerfed so it doesn't go as far out. So I like this Mortis. I do kind of enjoy when he's good in the meta, but I mean, I guess I'm glad that he's not overpowered anymore. So, yeah. And then Piper, they decreased the bullet gain from 0.4 to 0.3 from Snappy Sniping Star Power. So, this one definitely isn't going to be as great as it was before, but I mean, it's still going to be good. Anything that just gives more ammo and like requires skill, like if you're a good Brawl Stars player, you're just going to love it. So, yeah, this is a nice nerf. I don't think it's going to be insanely overpowered anymore, but it's still going to be better than Piper's other star power. So for Shelly, they decrease healing from Band-Aid star power from 2000 to 1800. So I mean, this one is fine. I mean, Band-Aid still was pretty strong, but I think now at this point it's at a pretty nice balance level. So yeah, and next up, Tick reload time is 13% shorter instead of 15% shorter from automatic reload star power. So this is pretty nice. I mean, it was just super annoying to get tick spammed, but now that's not going to be as big of a problem, and it kind of balances out the two star powers more because the star power was a lot better than tick's health one, just because if you're using tick and you're taking damage, you're dead regardless of how fast you're going to heal. So, Carl, they gave him like a buff and a nerf. They increase his damage for main attack from 5,008, no, not 5, oh God, that'd be OP, from 580 to 600. So, I mean, a 20 damage increase each time the pickaxe goes back and forth. So, 40 extra damage if you hit it back and forth. So, I mean, this is overall pretty nice. I don't think it's gonna like skyrocket Carl to back to like number one in the meta, but I think it's a solid buff that he's been needing. And also to like avoid Carl spamming, they added a 0.5 minimum cooldown between throws to nerf spamming a main attack when very close to a wall. So I think now people aren't gonna be able to be insane 16 like they were by using the Carl spam strategy because it's gonna be a lot slower. So someone will have to find out a new way to beat Insane 16, but I think overall this will be a buff for Carl because like boss fight doesn't really affect your trophies. So yeah, it'll be harder for boss fight, but I mean overall I think it's a good buff for him. So Poco increased healing from Da Capo star power from 500 to 600. So I mean, this is a pretty nice buff. It's kind of underwhelming compared to his other star power. And they also decreased damage from Screeching Solo star power from 1,000 to 800. So they're definitely starting to nerf Poco. I mean, this is the second nerf to Screeching Solo. So, I mean, it's kind of nice to see it drop down because it's just really annoying to get hit for 1,000, like, for damage that you can't really prevent. So yeah, hopefully this balances out Poco a little bit more. And yeah, that's gonna be all for the balance changes. So yeah, it's pretty much all for the balance changes segment. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Brawl Time podcast. So I made a podcast yesterday and I'm making one today. I'm trying to get more consistent with it. And yeah, so who knows? Maybe I'll make another one tomorrow. Really depends how much time I have, but if I do make one, I'll probably rank all the new star powers. I don't know. Leave a review with any suggestions that you would have. But yeah, that's pretty much all for the podcast. So, yeah. See you in the next episode.